It will be an absolute disaster for our small businesses up and down the coast, small fishing businesses. We rely on the ocean to feed our families, so we need every area that's available to us at present. The previous Liberal government has just had a $10 million commercial fishing licence buyout. They have got rid of 61 kilometres of large mesh gill net off the east coast. I really don't think there is any need to shut any more area to commercial net fishing up and down the Queensland coast. Unfortunately, because the coast, because of the RAP process in 2004, there's already a lot of net-free areas out there. There's yellow zones, there's closed rivers. So to be able to just pack the business up and go somewhere else is only it's called displacement. We're just going to displace on other fishers and impact other businesses in other areas.
Obviously, this is a very personal issue for you and your family and the future of your business. I guess on the other side of the coin, there are people concerned about the health of the fish stocks, about the environment, and they see this type of fishing as outdated. Do you give any value to those arguments? Do you see any middle ground, perhaps, to find a better solution?
Well, the commercial fishing industry has never been directly against the recreational fishers. We've always wanted to work together. We believe we can coexist. It's a shared resource. We can all work together to improve our practices and fishing grounds and areas. About 20 years ago in Palmerstone Passage, they locked commercial net fishing out from that area. There is no scientific proof that it improves tourism. I'm not even sure if there is a charter operator in that area bringing in revenue to that economy, to that little area down there in Caloundra. So I just don't know if there's any science in locking out commercial fishers to only have wreck fishing in those areas.
So your major frustration is this is a political move, not a science-based decision, in your opinion?
Exactly right. I'd like to see the new minister, Bill Byrne, come out and have a chat to us, talk to us. Let's work through a process here. We've got MRAG's review that was done last year that needs to be made a public document. We need to see what an independent mob has decided should happen to our fisheries here in this state. I think it is nothing but a political move, this, and it was a promise pre-election, and there has been no consultation and no thought put into it. I really think that we can sit down and really work together on this one and come up with some really modern ways to manage the fishery.
When you say modern, what are you suggesting?
Trade-offs of areas. If the recreational sector feel there needs to be some closures put in different areas, and so do the commercial, that's fine. We need to trade those areas off. That $10 million the Labor government has promised as compensation should be better spent for the cyclone victims and that in central Queensland. It doesn't need to be wasted on buying out more commercial effort and shutting more areas down for this great healthy food resource. Regional management and trade-offs of fishing grounds. Open some areas up, shut some others. Spell grounds.